Hello and welcome to Take 3. Today our contestant is Anita, and her chosen subject is the Plains Indians. So let's go with your first three words that are to do with three Plains Indians tribes.
Apache, Sioux and Crow.
Barriers that stopped the white Europeans moving west.
Mississippi River, Appalachian Mountains, Great Plains.
Reasons why the plains were a tough environment that was difficult to farm.
Few trees, tough grass and extremes of weather.
Why the Plains Indians were nomads.
They did not cultivate the land. They followed the buffalo. They believed that the Great Spirit wanted them to live a life of always moving.
Three things that the Plains Indians used the buffalo for.
Teepee, food, paw flesh.
Three more things then.
Clothes, glue, thread.
And three more.
Saddles, boots and bowls.
Three facts about women.
They prepared the buffalo, made sure that the band moved quickly by packing the teepee into a travois to move. And they often shared a husband and polygamy, as there were fewer men than women. The buffalo hunt was very dangerous, and good hunters needed more women to prepare the buffalo.
Three things that helped the tribe move quickly.
Organising their houses, teepee to travois, living in a band which was small enough to move and work together to survive, exposure, whereby if someone could not keep up, they chose to stay behind and die.
Three facts about organisation.
The Plains Indians lived in tribes led by chiefs. There could be more than one chief. A man did not have to obey the chief, but he could be banished. The council of the tribe came to decisions while they smoked pipes so that their discussions reached the spirits.
What about religion?
The Plains Indians believed in Wakantanka, the Great Spirit. They believed that everything else alive had a spirit. Ceremonies and prayers were part of daily life. For example, the Plains Indians would contact the spirits before a buffalo hunt or if they needed anything.
The Plains Indians' beliefs about land?
Land could not be bought or sold. Circles were very important to the Plains Indians, who saw life as a circle and would put their camps in a circle to remain close to the spirits. They saw a fixed home as a cage.
And now three facts about visions, another important element of the Plains Indians' way of life.
When boys got to adolescence, they would try to gain a vision, perhaps by going through a ceremony like the Sundance or going into the wilderness and fasting. At this time, the young man would meet his spirit friend, know his future, and gain his adult name. The Plains Indians also believed that visions were also important in later life.
Three things about the Plains Indians and dancing.
Not like a club. Dances happened before battles or raids, and before and after a buffalo hunt to get close to the spirits. It was used to get closer to the spirits by meditation, fasting, or enduring pain. The most famous dance was the Sun Dance, where the young men suspended themselves from the rafters. The Mandan Rain Dance always worked, because the dancers just kept dancing until it rained.
Three facts about warfare.
Warfare between tribes was about horses. The Plains Indians believed that it was better to live to fight another day and would run away. Counting coop was brave. This meant touching the enemy with a coop stick.
Some great answers there, Anita. Thank you.